This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
6 Minute English from the BBC.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Beth.
Have you ever been sent a text reminding you about a doctor's appointment or impulsively bought something on the internet because there was only one left? If any of these have happened to you, then you've been nudged.
A nudge is a subtle way of altering human behaviour. It's a powerful way for governments, advertisers and social media companies to encourage, or nudge, people into making choices that benefit themselves and society as a whole.
Imagine the government want people to eat better. It might encourage supermarkets to put healthy snacks in easy-to-reach shelves near the checkout and hide the chocolate bars out of sight on the top shelf. Shoppers are being nudged to eat better.
Well, that's the idea anyway. But often nudging is used less to benefit society and more to make money for big business. And it happens more often than people realise. So in this programme, we'll be asking whether the idea behind nudging to influence human behaviour for good is still true today. And as usual, we'll be learning some useful new vocabulary as well.
But first, I have a question for you, Beth. Another example of nudging happened in Woolwich, an area of London which in 2011 had a problem with antisocial behaviour, and particularly with shop windows being smashed. The local authority decided to use nudging to fix the problem by painting pictures on the shop windows. But what did they paint? Was it A, cute kittens, B, babies' faces, or C, barking dogs?
I guess barking dogs would keep the window breakers away.
OK, Beth, I'll reveal the correct answer later in the programme. Nudging started in 2008 with the publication of a book by Nobel Prize-winning economist Professor Richard Taylor.
Professor Taylor's ideas about how to gently persuade people into making good decisions became known as nudge theory. Advertising executive Rory Sutherland introduced nudge theory to his agency, Ogilvy. Here's Rory explaining more to BBC Radio 4 programme Analysis.
Let's say you make the profitable option button green and highly attractive. The less profitable option, you make it kind of grey and kind of manky looking, OK? That would be an example of something which is, you know, a nudge not necessarily used in the best interest of the consumer.
Advertisers use colours to nudge customers towards the profitable option, the one which is the most likely to make money. These appear brightly coloured and attractive on the screen, whereas less profitable options are made to look manky, a slang word meaning dirty and unattractive.
Here, nudging isn't being used for the public good. These dark nudges, also called sludge, make money for a company, but are not always in the best interests of the consumer. If something is in your best interests, it's the most advantageous and beneficial thing for you to do.
Dark nudges have caused many to question the morality of nudging, including Neil Levy, Professor of Ethics at Oxford University, speaking here to BBC Radio 4 programme Analysis.
The big one, the one people have concentrated on, is that it's paternalistic. That is, that nudge might be in our interests, but we want to make our own decisions. That's people worry that nudges infantilize us. It's undermining our autonomy.
Critics of nudging call it paternalistic, meaning it wants to make decisions for people rather than letting them take responsibility for themselves. They also claim nudging infantilizes people. It treats them like children. And as a result, people lose autonomy, the ability to make your own decisions about what to do, rather than being told by someone else.
I guess nudging itself is neither good nor bad. It just depends how you use it.
Well, let's look on the positive side by revealing the answer to your question, Neil.
Right. I asked you how authorities in Woolwich, in southeast London, nudged antisocial window breakers to behave nicely.
I guessed it was by painting pictures of scary barking dogs on the windows.
Which was the wrong answer, I'm afraid, Beth. In fact, Woolwich Council hired graffiti artists to paint pictures of local babies' faces onto the window shutters. Not even the most hard-hearted criminal smashed those windows, and antisocial behaviour fell by 18% in 1 year. OK, let's recap the vocabulary we've learned in this programme about nudging, ways of gently persuading or encouraging someone to take decisions.
Something which is profitable makes a profit or is likely to make money.
Manky is slang for dirty and unattractive.
If something is in your best interests, it's the most advantageous, beneficial thing for you to do.
A paternalistic person prefers making decisions for other people rather than letting them take responsibility for their own lives.
To infantilise someone means to treat them as if they were a child.
And finally, autonomy is the ability to make your own decisions about what to do rather than being told by someone else. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Remember to join us again next time for more topical discussion and useful vocabulary here at 6 Minute English. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.